We have an obligation to spread the good news. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Tuesday. Cast your cares upon the Lord because He cares for you. You believe that? What a difference it makes in a person's life when they believe that the Lord cares for them. Now, Jesus never promised us a good time. He promised us a good life. He never said that our life would be easy. He said that He would be there for us. He'd be there for us and He'd help us handle the pain, the difficulties, the disappointments, the challenges, help us to handle our fears and our anxieties. We have to allow Jesus to do that, okay? How about that poem? I usually say it every couple of weeks. Said the robin to the sparrow, I would surely like to know why these anxious human beings rush about and worry so. Said the sparrow to the robin, friend, I think that it must be that they have no heavenly Father such as cares for you and me. That's it in a nutshell, isn't it? You know, when I preach, I ask people, before I give my evening talk at a parish mission retreat, renewal, I ask people to make three acts of faith. I have them close their eyes, and the first act of faith is, I personally believe there is a God. And the second act of faith is, I believe that God is involved in my life on a day-to-day basis. And the third act of faith is, I believe that God answers prayers. You see why these three acts of faith are important? One, you believe there's a God. Two, you believe God's involved in your life on a day-to-day basis. And three, you believe God answers prayers. When you believe that, when you have that kind of faith, then you're called to spread the good news. And you can do it with confidence, right? Where's the confidence come from? There's a God, God's involved in my life, and God answers the prayers. So, for example, if your prayer was, Lord, help me in my part of your kingdom to build the good news in my family, in my school, in my job, in my neighborhood. Help me not to be afraid to say what wonderful things God has done in my life. Not in a proud or arrogant way, but to help people. Remember, Christianity is not taught, Christianity is caught. So, when people hear the difference, and see, of course, hear and see the difference that our faith makes in our life, they're more apt to ask the question, how do I get what you have? You know, we're not only meant to keep the faith, we're meant to give it away. So that it becomes very, very important that each one of us, according to our gifts, according to our life circumstances, according to our education, each one of us spreads the good news. The world will never pay attention to us. Never pay attention to what we say about our Christian vocation, our Catholic life and vocation. They won't pay attention to us until they see it lived out. Unless people see our joy and our peace, they will dismiss all the talk that we say that Jesus makes a difference in our life. They'll dismiss it. They will. And that's why the other alternative is possible. Okay, all the other alternatives that people have used to handle their stress, their disappointment, their grief, all the negative emotions, whether they tried drugs or alcohol or sex or try to surround themselves with all kind of material comforts, the fact of the matter is, the best alternative is a close personal relationship with Jesus. A lot of people get nervous when they hear that, and that's something I talk about every Friday, right? But during this program, I want to say that given the times in which we live, when so many people say they're spiritual but they don't believe that they're religious, which means they don't believe in organized religion, we have to show them by the authentic way we live our life with justice and peace and joy and love, the disvalued belonging to organized religion. And if we're Catholics and we invite them to the Catholic Church, we talk about intimacy through the Eucharist, right? Jesus really did mean when he said, I give you my body and my blood. This is my body and my blood. Not a symbol. This is the real thing. It's a gift, a mysterious, incredible, intimate gift on the part of Jesus to keep his presence alive in our hearts until he comes again in glory. Now, one of the things, one of the advantages once you've had your relationship with God and it has deepened over time, one of the things that you can say to people, and they are just needing to hear this so much, is that the good news is the bad news is wrong. What do I mean by that? Well, you know, there's been so much bad news in the media. If you have cable TV 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, you can get bad news. There's little trailers at the bottom of the screen telling you what's happening here, there. And those trailers are often filled with murder and violence and greed and destruction and natural disasters. Okay. So, our people are succumbing to the bad news. And what we need to say is the good news is the bad news is wrong. Because the bad news gives the impression that there's more bad people in the world than good. The bad news gives the impression that this world is just sliding deeper and deeper into chaos and violence and destruction. And despair, of course, despair is always there. Well, that's not what the Christian gospel is all about. Gospel comes from the words, what? Good news. Our message is, in the midst of all the bad news and all the tragic things that are happening, all the things that make people so scared and worried, God is working. Why do we say that? Well, go back to those three acts of faith. I believe there's a God. I believe God's involved in my life on a day-to-day basis. I believe God answers prayer. And the best answer to our prayers has already been given to us, Jesus Christ. When he walked the earth, he did it in the flesh. Now he does it through the Eucharist, through the Word of God, through our conscience, through the speaking of other people, genuinely good other people. And if you're a Catholic, the Eucharistic acclamation after consecration, that is of the four of them, the one that's used the most is what? Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again. How about Christ will come again? There's where the good news is the bad news is wrong. Because the bad news has no redemption at the end of it. The bad news is bad all the way until it goes out of existence. The bad news is that only humans have anything to say so about this world of ours. And we know that's not true. Absolutely not true. We know that God is closer to us in the ear and our lungs. We know that God is very, very much intimately involved in our day-to-day lives and through our conscience helping us to make good decisions. And through the gifts of the Holy Spirit giving us courage to overcome evil and to be heroic if we're called to be heroic, even to the point of laying down our lives. We don't do that readily. We don't do that cavalierly. We do that when we know that is what God wants us to do. And no greater love does a person have than lay down his or her life for his friends. So you do, listen to me, you do have an obligation to spread the good news. I've been doing that for years and years and years and years and years. And somewhere down the road, and not too far future, either by retirement or if God's going to call me home to heaven, people have to take my place. You have to take my place. And you're a little part of the kingdom that God has placed you. You have to spread good news. Work on it today, okay? Well, our prayer partners today are crossing guards. Those are the school crossing guards who work very, very hard to keep our children safe before and after school. And sometimes the way these maniacs drive, they don't obey what the school crossing guard tells them. But they're very, very helpful, and they chat with the children, they laugh with the children, they make the children feel comfortable. And sometimes they're out there in some pretty horrible weather. So we ask God to bless the school crossing guards in a very, very special way today. Fill them with health and safety and with a realization how much pleasure they give you, God. Our food for thought comes, I don't have an author for this, okay? But here's what our today's food for thought says. God always gives his best to those who leave the choice with him. Okay, there you have it. What's another way of saying that? Thy will be done. We said that in the Our Father. Some people say, I say the Our Father 3 or 4 or 5 times a day at least. God always gives his best to those who leave the choice with him. Amen? Amen. Today's small tent to make you smile or laugh. It's a redneck joke, okay? A redneck walks into a hardware store and asks for a chainsaw that will cut 6 trees in 1 hour. The salesman recommends the top-of-the-line model. The redneck is suitably impressed and buys it. And the next day he brings it back and says, this chainsaw is defective. It would only cut down 1 tree and it took all day. The salesman takes the chainsaw, starts it up to see what's wrong, and the redneck asks, well, what's that noise? Get it? Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me hear from you. I love to hear from my listeners. It's a shot in the arm to know that people are actually listening to the program. Also, you can send me your prayer intentions, which I faithfully take to prayer. I storm heaven with you and for you. I ask God to bless you, to bless those people you want me to pray for. And I take that responsibility very seriously. If you'd like to receive my newsletter, it comes out 6 times a year. It tells you where I'm preaching in case I'm in a part of the country where you have relatives and friends where you'd like to encourage them to come and hear me preach. My newsletter has humor and inspiration in it. It tells you a lot about my hospital for the poor in Oaxaca, Mexico. And as I say, there's no charge. When you get my newsletter, you can drop me a note at Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And if you're going to drop me a note, would you please include a financial gift? I don't care the size of it, but I need your help to keep my hospital for the poor and sick open in Oaxaca, Mexico. Oaxaca is one of the poorest places in the entire country. It's in southern Mexico. And for a number of years now, I have had a hospital there that serves the needs of the poor and the marginalized. And as you can imagine, with the poverty, we have to constantly raise money to make the difference up in the budget from what the hospital is able to collect in the real bottom line. You would make that check out to TASH. That stands for the Anesthetic Hospital. Tash Inc. Send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there's darkness, light. And where there's sadness, joy.
Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee, God of glory.